number five, please. The United States of America versus Perez.
Good morning, Your Honor. Judge Kaney, Judge Coffey, and Judge Evans. The district court in this case erred in calculating Mr. Honorato Marin Perez's criminal history. He erred by failing to defer to the state court's treatment of four drug offenses which occurred when Mr. Honorato Marin Perez was 17 years old. The state court had treated these offenses as consolidated not only for the purposes of sentencing, but had consolidated them for the purposes of bond. Three of the cases were consolidated for the purposes of plea. And in the orders, the sentencing orders, it was clear in the language that the court used that these terms were to run consecutively for a total of 5 years, suggesting that what she was trying to do was fashion a single sentence for Mr. Perez based on the consolidation of these four cases, each of which involved user quantities of drugs, three of which were less than 15 grams of cocaine, and one of which was less than 10 grams of PCP or benzocaine. The district court's error was twofold.
Weren't these drug convictions separated by intervening time?
They were separated by time, but as this court has determined in Best, for purposes of analyzing a case to determine whether it's functionally consolidated for purposes of sentencing, you look at whether the cases are logically or factually related and see whether the court's purpose was to effectively impose one sentence for multiple convictions. And in this case, although the offenses were clearly separated by time, at least three of them, it was not very much time. In fact, it was a matter of 5 weeks. Three of them occurred within a matter of 5 weeks. And all of them arose from Mr. Marin Perez's drug addiction.
We've had burglary cases that burglaries were committed 20 minutes apart were determined to be unrelated.
That's true, Your Honor, but in this case, what we're talking about is an individual whose offense is the same in each case, involved and springs out of a drug addiction. And the court clearly wanted to send a message to Mr. Perez in fashioning a single sentence. Each one of these individual sentences, for instance, if he had been, the particular injustice here is that if he had been sentenced separately for each offense, he would have ended up with less federal time than he did as a result of the judge's consolidation of his offenses. And the reason for that is even within a reasonable period, if each one of these cases was taken by itself and resolved within 6 months, which is not uncommon for state cases of small drug quantities like this, they wouldn't have counted under the federal sentencing guidelines because Mr. Marin Perez would have been released within a half a year from prison, and he would have been outside of the five-year time period that's provided for in the guidelines. So it's really his sentence in the federal court is being unfairly driven by not giving some deference to what the state court was trying to do with Mr. Perez when she consolidated the sentences and gave him one five-year term for each of these four rather than dealing with each case separately. All of the evidence suggests that that was the intention of the state court. And in the cases such as Buford and Bomsky, where the court has said it's merely a matter of administrative convenience, in each of those cases, the state cases in question had not been consolidated at the plea stage. And in addition, they were looking at it as merely a matter of convenience for the marshals or the sheriff transporting a prisoner from one cell to the court and back again as a matter of administrative convenience, putting it all together. That was not the case here with Mr. Marin Perez. Mr. Marin Perez was out on bond. His bond had been treated in a consolidated fashion for all of these cases as well, and he was not taken into custody until after the one sentence was imposed. Now, we don't have much of a record from the district court in terms of analysis, and the court simply said that these cases were happened on different days and made the conclusory finding that they were administratively consolidated. We assert that that was a clear error as well, based on a review of the court records, which appear for this court at record 18, the state court records attached. So without a greater analysis, it's very difficult for this court to determine whether he did the functional consolidation analysis, and he clearly erred in determining that it was purely for administrative convenience, since the way in which the orders were set out indicates otherwise. And I would reserve the remainder of my time for rebuttal.
Thank you, counsel.
Greetings, Your Honor. Colin Coughlin on behalf of the United States. In this particular case, the facts in the case were that the defendant was arrested in each of these offenses at separate times. There were intervening arrests between each of these offenses, and the court in Best did not change the analysis when that particular event occurred. Under the guidelines, if there are intervening arrests, the cases are not related, they are not consolidated, and the court would review the district court's decision in that instance for clear error. And since the district court followed the guidelines, it did not clearly err in this case. And even if those intervening arrests had not occurred, there was no consolidation in this case. There was no formal order of consolidation. There was certainly no functional consolidation in this case. The cases were sentenced on separate case numbers. They retained their original case numbers. The defendant was given different sentences on each of the offenses, 2 years on one of them and 1 year on each of them, to run consecutively, clearly indicating that the court considered them separate offenses. They were not related offenses. In fact, one was a possession with intent to deliver phenacyclidine. The other three cases were possession of cocaine cases. The phenacyclidine case resulted, the conviction resulted from a bench trial. The other three convictions resulted from guilty pleas. The defendant was given separate time served consideration on each of the separate sentences. The defendant was given separate fines on each of the separate sentences. The defendant was given separate drug assessment fees on each of the separate sentences. There could not have been a clearer record that the trial court in this case considered these separate offenses, and the court certainly did not err in considering
them. Well, they could have been consolidated, and the court could have done all these same things. But
Your Honor, they certainly could have been consolidated for administrative purposes, but not under Best or any other case or the guidelines. Would the court, the district court, be considering them as consolidated for purposes of relatedness or functionally consolidated? They certainly were consolidated for administrative convenience, and that was the only reason they were consolidated.
That's all. Thank you.
If the court has no other questions, I'll relinquish the rest of my time. Thank you.
Briefly in response, the question of an order in this case, this court has held many times, is not necessary. That's the purpose of the functional consolidation analysis, which was not done here. And in terms of the case numbering and the docketing procedures, that factor came out of Stahlbaum, which was a case which came out of Wisconsin because of a practice particular to Wisconsin of changing its numbers or numbering its dockets in a particular way. In Cook County, that isn't done. You cannot, a court will not go through, the volume of cases is just incredible, and they will not go through the trouble of changing numbers once a number of cases are set. But clearly there was an intent on behalf of the judge in the state court here to put all of these cases together and give Mr. Marin one sentence, which he otherwise wouldn't have received. And in fact, it was more severe than a sentence he would have received if each of his cases had been considered separately. And the particular problem and injustice with this case, unlike the other cases cited by the government, which dealt with career offender statutes, is that these particular state offenses straddle the line with the guidelines dealing with offenses committed before a person is 18. And this was the first set of offenses for this particular young man, and they all came out of his drug addiction. Clearly, his state court judge was trying to tell him something. Now, if the sentences had been dealt with, as I said previously, before, three of those cases would not have counted under the guidelines.
Were those state court cases and different cause numbers assigned to different judges?
No, they were not. They were all assigned to the same judge, Judge Corboy, which also supports a finding of consolidation under the functional analysis. And certainly it also distinguishes it from Buford, in which there were separate judges for the guilty pleas and for the sentencing. Here, the same judge dealt with this one individual. And it would be unfair under the federal guidelines and the guideline purpose of not treating similarly situated defendants differently to have the perverse result that someone whose cases were consolidated ends up doing more time than someone whose cases were dealt with separately.
And what about the imposition of the consecutive sentences?
The imposition of consecutive sentences were achieved in order to achieve the five-year sentence that she wanted to provide for him for these four cases. If she had not done that, then he would have done less than 6 months' time, and it's clear from the record that she wanted to send this young man a message about his behavior. And if each of these sentences had been dealt with separately, for instance, if he'd received the same sentence, the same one-year sentence for each of these cases at an earlier point in time, he would have served less than 6 months' time, and he would not even have been able to, or the probation office would not even have been able to use those convictions against him when considering how much time to give him federally. So if there are no further questions, I see my time is up.
Thank you, counsel. We will take your case under advisement.